Well, local share market has snapped its seventh session winning streak, with the ASX 200 easing from seven-month highs hit in yesterday's session. The index down around 52 points, or more than 0.8% to 6,232 points. Some signs of profit-taking coming through after that recent run, and also the fact that the global backdrop hasn't changed too much. We continue to hear that the US trade talks between the US and China certainly progressing quite nicely, and also we had heard recently as well of some better than expected economic numbers to come through locally and abroad. So what we saw today, however, was pretty much every single sector in negative territory, the losers outweighing the winners by around that 3-to-1 mark. We had the likes of the miners really weighing, BHP, Rio and Fortescue, all lower despite a spike in iron ore prices overnight. Healthcare, energy and banks are also weighing and contributing to losses on the broader market. We did see some improvements, the likes of Sierra Resources, that graphite miner lifting 13% in the most improved stock in the top 200 today. They announced a preliminary quarterly update for their Balama operations in Mozambique, and their production numbers beat the company's own guidance and also the price range that they'll able to sell graphite for at the top end of what they were expecting earlier on. So they certainly had a good result. And grains business GrainCorp is also higher by around 2.1%. It today announced it's looking to spin off its global malts business and have it listed separately on the ASX, separate to its grains and oils division. It is looking to finalise this by the end of 2019, the calendar year. There wasn't too much in terms of economic news to move the needle for the Aussie dollar. It has remained supported by higher commodity prices, especially iron ore, and buys around 71.1 US cents.